My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So this Daniel Jones thing that we were talking about earlier, and the clip specifically too, which you'll see that I actually wrote down, I wanted to ask you about. CeeLo played it, and it was about, don't you think you need to throw more than 15 touchdown passes in a season? I agree. In a day and age where we are up and down the field, we're flying the ball all over the place, you've got, you know, receivers with 100 catches all over the, well, not all over the league, but a lot of guys can get to 100 catches in a season because it's more, it's pass. I agree with all of that. My one question would be with Daniel Jones. Why do we discount the touchdown runs? Now, if you want to tell me, well, you know what?
Why do we discount them?
Because all anybody ever looks at, so they talk about that, and the season they're talking about is the 2022 season, which was a playoff season, the playoff win in Minnesota, where he had 15 touchdown passes. He ran for 7. That's a, to me, the quarterback accounted for 22 touchdowns. Yes, it would have been nice if he had 22 touchdown passes, excuse me, and didn't run the ball. Fact of the matter is, and while that might be dialed back a little bit to start the season, I think you are what you are. And ultimately, he will tuck it and run from time to time. And I don't think that that is going to be completely shut out of his game, because that's what, to me, makes him a halfway decent
really
quarterback.
He's really athletic. He can run the ball. He's a big man, yes.
Every time we go and we're at Giants camp, like we were this year, and I'm looking at him next to Boomer.
6'5"?
He has to
and
be.
Boom's
he's bigger than Boomer.
Boom's a big man.
Yeah. So I just feel like everyone, they lock in on those passing touchdown numbers. And why can't we look, why do we, I don't want to say discount it, but why don't we look at it in totality and say he does this and he does this, not every quarterback does, and just look at the total package of what he can be as a player?
You know, that's a good question. First of all, I think if anybody's honestly answering why he hasn't thrown more touchdowns, I know he had 2 touchdowns and 6 interceptions last year. His offensive line was atrocious. I mean, the bottom line, he had no opportunity to sit in the pocket and really deliver the football. And so they kind of had to really customize of him getting the ball out of RPO and be able to get upfield and go. With all that said, I think mostly because we look at how some of the elite quarterbacks, how they've been able to make hay, and that's been sitting in the pocket, deliver the football time. And that's just the history of the quarterback. Running the football, Valley, if you go to the Michael Vicks and Steve Youngs and all these guys, being a dual threat didn't really come along until that those guys came along. It was always being that stoic quarterback. So I think it's just how we view the game fundamentally is why we pay more attention to the quarterback sitting in the pocket, delivering the football.
Fair. But he does do that, and I feel like he gets shortchanged for what he's capable of because the passing numbers aren't what you want them to be. And now you bring in a Malik Nabers who is supposed to, I mean, I would think he could do for what Odell Beckham Jr. for a short time did for Eli and really was able to stretch the field, which the Giants haven't done in years. I think they've got that now in a Malik Nabers who, and it's this, it's the preseason, it's one catch, it's not that big a deal, but that back shoulder leaping catch in Houston is something that they haven't had. And now you add that element to it. Now they're a threat down the field, which they haven't had in a while. You've got, while Saquon's gone, and I understand that, Devin Singletary's not a bad running back. It's not
he's awesome.
It's not like, to me, they got rid of Saquon Barkley and said, we're going to go empty backfield now. I mean, they got him. They got a pro that can play. And now you should have a much better passing game. And then when he runs when needed, that's an element that a lot of quarterbacks don't have.
Yeah, I think it's tough because I think when you talk about Daniel Jones as a whole, it's about the storyline is about his health.
100%.
Right? So if he's healthy, you do expect him to be, you know, at least a 10, 12 touchdown guy. At least we would assume, adding the ability to run the ball. I think right now it's just a matter of, one, can you keep him healthy? Two, what does his offensive line look like? How much, and people, I think you mentioned this earlier the last time, Rumbers, people underestimate how much of a weapon Saquon was for this offense. Mm-hmm. They just like, oh, that's Saquon Barkley, you know, he's explosive, yada, yada. He was essential for this offense. And that's why I think some people look at him leaving, not just off the field, he was the company man, did everything you asked him to do from a brand standpoint. But on the field, his ability to block, his ability to be a safety net for Daniel Jones, his ability to make people miss, that's an extra security, an extra level of comfort that Daniel Jones doesn't have right now. So you're talking about a guy who's coming off an injury, not having a revamped offensive line without his number one weapon beside him, or at least that safety net. There is a cause for concern of what his production is honestly going to look like this year.
Well, fair, but I also think the new number one weapon should be this kid Nabers. And it's a different weapon, and it should make the game look a lot different, a lot more exciting, and they should be able to get up and down the field, I think.
We'll see. I love the kid. I like the big tight end, Theo Johnson. I think Jalin Hyatt hasn't even scratched the surface. Mm-hmm. What he did in Tennessee, and even last year you saw glimpses of it when they can throw the ball, or when they chose to throw the ball. He can be a big factor. But Nabers, man, there's nothing. He's one of those guys. He's a Swiss Army Knight. There's nothing he can't do on the field. It's just how much are they going to implement him in the offense if they can't protect Daniel Jones.
Which is where it always starts and stops. Yes. Here's Joe in West Haven. What's up, Joe?
Hey, morning.
Morning.
So I feel like Daniel Jones has all the physical tools to get the job done, but mentally he just can't slow the game down. I feel like the 2 years he had with Jason Garrett and Joe Judge were so detrimental to his fundamental development that his decision-making from that terrible offense and terrible team scheme, whatever you want to call it, has just gave this man PTSD behind terrible O-line after terrible O-line. And anytime he sees any little bit of pressure, he gets flustered, and that's it. Like,
you know what, Joe?
Through day one against Dallas was awful.
Hey, Joe, by you talking about the Joe Judge time, it brings up another point. Is that this will now be the third year with Brian Daboll.
Yes.
And this will be his most consistent time, essentially.
Since he's been a Giant.
Just by that alone, I expect him to be better. And last year, I can't look at last year other than it being an injury-riddled mess. So the only thing I really feel like I have to go on is the year prior to that with Brian Daboll. And if he ever got back to that level with this defense, is why I think the Giants could be a halfway decent team.
What was the caller's name, Joe?
Joe.
If you go back to that Niner game last year, there was like the opening drive where Daniel Jones was like, oh, this is
opening drive against the Cowboys too.
Right. And so they were like, man, this is it. This is what we've been looking for. And then so when he mentions the disconnect, those two examples is where I agree with him. Like, there's something in him when if he has to sit stoic in a pocket and kind of dissect his first, second, and third read, and things are coming at him, he doesn't have the moxie or somewhat the creativity to, like a Joe Burrow, to kind of like, oh, let me slip right, slip here, get it up to the a running back or a quick dump to a tight end. His first initial reaction is tuck and get the hell out of dodge. So when he brings up PTSD, that's 100% that's what Justin Fields is going through right now between his bad footwork and his mechanics and his tendency to hold on to the ball. Look at Russell Wilson, even him being a 9-time Pro Bowler, you could tell, you know, him being in Denver. Whatever those 2 years were, invalid, the second year was a little better. he has regressed from a mental standpoint just because of everything that kind of faltered around him. So there is something to that. I agree with Joe.
Yeah, I don't disagree. What I'm saying is hopefully year three with Brian Daboll, maybe that starts to regress and things get better because there's more consistency with what the hell they're trying to do.
Yep.
As opposed to different coordinator, different head coach, and everything changed every year.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.